Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today we're diving into the world of Saraswati, you know, the Hindu goddess of knowledge, music, and learning. We've got some pretty cool sources lined up for this one. Ancient texts, some historical accounts, and even some modern interpretations.
Oh, wow.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Our goal is to really get to the heart of her symbolism.
Right.
Like, how does she inspire us to, you know, seek knowledge and express ourselves creatively?
Yeah. Well, what's really fascinating about Saraswati is she represents not just knowledge itself,
okay,
but the actual pursuit of knowledge, like the journey of learning.
So it's not just about having all the answers, it's about wanting to find them.
Yeah, exactly. She's like a guide for, you know, anyone who's on that learning journey.
I love that.
Yeah.
So let's start with one of her most well-known symbols, the veena.
Oh, yeah.
That beautiful Indian string instrument. It just seems like such a key to like how she sees the world, you know?
Absolutely. The veena, it's not just a musical instrument. It symbolizes this creative power of sound, this idea that knowledge itself can be harmonious and beautiful.
That's a beautiful thought.
Hmm.
It's like, just as a musician carefully plucks the strings to make a melody, we have to like carefully consider all these different ideas and perspectives to really understand something.
Exactly. And even, you know, the process of tuning the veena.
Yeah.
It's very precise. It takes balance, a keen ear.
Wait, hold on. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
It's like we have to tune our own minds to learn, right?
Yes.
We have to find focus and balance our thoughts,
yeah,
and really pay attention like to all little details of what we're trying to understand.
You got it. It's about refining our understanding, like constantly fine-tuning our knowledge, just like a musician tunes their instrument.
I like that analogy.
It makes you think, how does music affect your own learning process or your creative process even? Does listening to certain music help you to focus?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Sometimes, yeah, if I put on the right music, like even the most complicated topic can feel a little easier to grasp. You know,
right.
You can get those creative juices flowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the veena, its connection to knowledge and creativity. What about the swan?
Ah, yes.
It's another symbol we see with Saraswati. Why a swan, though?
Well, the swan, it's known for being able to tell the difference between, you know, good and bad, right and wrong, or more symbolically, truth from falsehood.
Right,
and that really connects to Saraswati's role as, you know, the goddess of wisdom.
So like in our search for knowledge, we have to be like a swan.
Mm.
We have to, you know, really look closely at information, question what we hear, figure out what's actually true and valuable.
Yeah, especially now when we're just bombarded with information constantly.
It's from everywhere. All the time.
Right. So the swan reminds us that true knowledge isn't just about, you know, taking in facts. It's about thinking critically, you know, questioning those assumptions, looking for a deeper understanding. And of course, the swan's pure white feathers.
Oh, yeah.
That symbolizes purity of thought and intention, which are both very important for real learning.
It makes me think of that saying, still waters run deep, like that sense of calm, that focus.
Yes.
That's what lets the swan glide so effortlessly, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to work on in our own minds to really get those complex ideas.
Yeah, beautifully put. And speaking of navigating the vast world of knowledge, we can't forget about the third big symbol. The book.
The book.
Often in those images of Saraswati, it represents the Vedas, you know, the Hindu sacred texts.
Right. But it can also be like a symbol of all learning, right? All knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. All those books out there just waiting to be explored. It represents all the wisdom that humanity has like gathered over time.
Constantly evolving and like giving us new insights.
Exactly. And the fact that she's holding the book, it suggests that knowledge is meant to be shared, you know, passed down through generations. Used to help other people.
It's interesting. You know, we often think about knowledge and creativity as separate things, but Saraswati seems to be saying that they're actually connected.
That's a great observation. And it leads us to the big question we're trying to answer in this deep dive. How does she inspire the pursuit of knowledge and artistic expression? Where's the connection? What can her story teach us about the creative process?
I'm hooked. Let's dig in.
You know, it's amazing how these like ancient stories, they can give us some really practical insights into how we learn and create today.
Right.
And this whole idea of knowledge as this beautiful, harmonious thing really challenges that image we have of learning, you know, as just like a dry, boring, intellectual pursuit.
Yeah, totally. I think we all learn best when we're really enjoying ourselves, you know, when we find something that's personally meaningful. And when something clicks with us, emotionally, aesthetically, it just sticks so much better.
That's so true. It reminds me of like how storytelling was such a big part of education in ancient India. Instead of just like memorizing facts, they used epics, myths, songs even to pass on knowledge.
Right. So it's not just the information itself, but how it's presented, how it makes you feel, how it connects to you personally.
Exactly. Saraswati, she doesn't just represent the what of knowledge, but the how. She's encouraging us to like approach learning with this sense of wonder, to see the beauty in it, and to find those personal connections that make it meaningful.
It's like she's the ultimate muse for anyone who wants to keep learning throughout their life, always pushing us to explore, question, discover those aha moments that make knowledge so rewarding. And you know, those aha moments often lead to like creative breakthroughs too, right?
Absolutely. Think about it. A new understanding of history could inspire a novelist, or like a scientific discovery could spark a composer's imagination. It's all connected.
It's this amazing cycle. Knowledge fuels creativity, and then creativity helps us to understand things even better.
A cycle that Saraswati totally embodies. She's like blurring those lines between knowledge and creativity, showing us that they're interconnected parts of like our full potential as human beings.
It makes me think, when we're talking about Saraswati's influence on art, are there any specific examples from, say, Indian art or music where we see her influence directly?
Oh, tons. Like in traditional Indian paintings, you'll often see Saraswati depicted surrounded by, you know, musicians and dancers, showing her role as the patron of the arts. And her connection to the veena isn't just symbolic. There are so many classical Indian music compositions that are literally dedicated to her.
So she's both the inspiration for the art and the subject of it. That's pretty amazing. And I said her influence goes beyond just traditional art forms too, right?
For sure. Think about modern Indian literature. A lot of writers draw inspiration from her story, exploring themes of knowledge, creativity, truth. And even in like contemporary music, you have artists blending traditional Indian sounds with modern genres. It's like keeping those traditions alive, but also evolving them.
It's crazy to think how a deity from like ancient times can still have such a huge impact on creative expression today. It shows you how much these universal themes resonate with people across time and culture.
It really does. And it speaks to like the power of symbolism, the veena, the swan, the book. Those aren't just pretty images. They're powerful reminders of what's important for both learning and creating. Discernment, curiosity, balance, a sense of wonder.
It's like she's giving us this roadmap, a toolkit for like navigating the world and expressing ourselves in a way that's true to who we are.
And that's what makes her such a compelling figure. She's not just like this distant goddess from the past. She's a source of inspiration for anyone and everyone who wants to learn, create, and make a difference in the world.
You know, as we've been talking, it struck me that in a lot of ways, Saraswati is kind of like the perfect learner.
Oh, tell me more.
I mean, she's curious, she questions things, she finds beauty and harmony and knowledge, but she doesn't hoard it. She shares it, uses it to inspire others, empowers people to seek their own understanding.
Such a good point. It reminds us that knowledge is most valuable when it's shared, when it's used to create, connect, and contribute to the world around us.
Yeah, totally. So as we continue on our own learning journeys, let's try to remember the lessons of Saraswati. Let's appreciate the beauty in knowledge, nurture that creative spark within us, and, you know, strive to be a little more like the swan, discerning, graceful, always seeking a deeper understanding. But before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you, our listeners. What are your thoughts on Saraswati?
Yeah, what stands out to you about her? Do any of those symbols we talked about resonate with your own experiences with, you know, learning or being creative?
It's wild, right? How these ancient myths and symbols can have so much wisdom that we can still use today.
It's like they're tapping into something that's just part of being human, our desire to learn, to create, to find our place in the world, you know?
Yeah, and Saraswati's story, with how it emphasizes the link between knowledge and creativity, it feels like super relevant today, especially with how much information is constantly thrown at us and how technology is changing the way we learn and create.
Totally. It's almost like we need some kind of guide, a muse, to help us make sense of it all. Someone to remind us what's really important when it comes to learning and creating. You know, things like being curious, thinking critically, appreciating beauty and harmony.
And that's where Saraswati comes in. Her story reminds us that knowledge isn't just about collecting facts. It's about developing wisdom. It's about using what we know to make the world a better place.
Exactly. And creativity, it's not just about expressing yourself, it's about using your imagination and skills to connect with others, to inspire them, to create something that lasts.
Like she's saying, go out there, learn as much as you can, and then use that knowledge to make something beautiful, something that makes a difference.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Saraswati's world, I want to leave you with one last thought-provoking question.
I love a good brain teaser. Hit me.
Think about your own creative process or your learning journey. Do any of Saraswati's symbols resonate with you? And how could her story inspire you to, you know, approach knowledge or creativity in a new way?
Definitely something to think about as we go about our day, maybe with a little more awareness of the beauty and power of knowledge and creativity.
Well, it's been great exploring Saraswati's world with you.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, keep learning, keep creating, and keep those minds sharp.